top five is such a huge milestone. Like, I couldn't even believe it, you know? There's all kinds of great things. You know, you get to sing more songs on the tour, and I don't know, I just kind of think about people who I've seen make top five in the past, and it really means a lot to me. I think that Top Downloads Week was a little rough because it's such a huge genre. I was like, whatever you pick, you're thinking, oh, there's something else I can do better. So it was like, it's almost a little easier when you have like a smaller list of things to choose from. But yeah, that was like so expansive that I had no idea what to sing for a little while. Jazz Week would be my ideal theme week. You know, I studied jazz in college. I love jazz music and soul. And like, when I found out that this week was Jazz Week, I was just like, yes, you know. So, very, very excited. I think probably my favorite performance would be Part-Time Lover. I think that was just one of those ones that everything kind of came together, the stars aligned a little bit, and I, you know, had the right lighting and the right attitude, and I was having fun, and the song was cool, and it was just one of those moments for me. I think one of my biggest hurdles is, you know, finding myself musically. You know, I love rock, I love soul, I love jazz, I love gospel, like, and I love to try these different things, and you know, you kind of got to pick a direction musically. I love to put an album out with, you know, some soul on it, but definitely, like, some rock stuff, you know. I would love to, like, be in a band where I was, like, the head, you know, the lead singer, piano player with, like, a full band behind me. I think that'd be really cool. You know, like, I love bands like The Fray and Gavin and Coldplay and stuff like that, so if I could kind of do something like that, that'd be cool. I don't think the viewers know that we actually help each other on our song choices and stuff, you know. Like, I was just down there a couple seconds ago helping out a couple of the guys. Like, sometimes, you know, we don't want to see any of us do bad. It is a competition, but, like, if someone has to go home, we still want them to do their best and be happy about that. So I'm never afraid to ask other contestants for advice, and they'll give it to me, you know, even though they're competing against me. I've never felt so much, you know, love in a room. It felt really good. Like, I didn't know people felt like that. You know, look over the contestants, and they were all screaming, and the audience was like, save, save, save. And I just didn't know that, you know, people felt like that, and I felt really special. And it made a grown man cry on TV, so I was like, man, you know. You know, for a long time, people didn't really recognize me that much. I don't know if I, you know, I don't have as big as hair as Adam. But you know, the other week I went to the mall, and I was just walking through the mall. You know, no one's like, I was by myself actually, and I looked over to this restaurant, and there was like 10 people on the windows, like screaming and banging. And I was like, something has changed in my life. I think the most valuable thing that I've learned on the show is that, you know, I can do big things. I can do bigger things. You know, a year ago I really didn't know how far I could go. I thought as far as I would go would be sitting in a lounge somewhere playing for, you know, 15, 20 people, and that would be as big as I could go. I really didn't know how much I could do. And, you know, the judges' comments and the amazing fans that I've met have really boosted my confidence, and I really want to see what else I can do. As a musician, we're always looking forward to the next gig. To play these huge arenas is going to be amazing.